Shameless Media.
This episode of Everybody Has a Secret is brought to you by Menulog. Have the unexpected delivered.
Ever wondered if someone's having an affair, if their money is a little bit suspicious, or if the rumours about their family are true? We think everybody's carrying around a secret, and this show, well, it's all about spilling them.
Welcome to Everybody Has a Secret. My name is Annabelle Lee, one of your hosts and ultimate secret sharers. And a big snaps with my wonderful co-host, Louis Hansen. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Annabelle.
Hi. And sitting right in between. Sorry, my snaps were so delayed. I realised I said snaps for Louis and then I didn't snap myself. But snaps.
Everyone deserves snaps, Annabelle. Come on.
Yeah, snaps for you. And snaps to our lovely producer, Ruby Hall, who is sitting right between us.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Guys, oh, I'm so happy to be back. I know I say this every time, but a week is too long in between episodes, to be honest with you. Louis, what's been happening with you? Any updates in the world of Louis Hansen?
Ay, ay, ay. Well, because I have the memory of a goldfish, I was informed by one of our producers about the stuff that I said last week about having a crush.
Yes.
I don't remember ever talking about this on air, but apparently we did.
You said, this crush turned my world technicolor. Like, he is everything and more.
I don't know. I can't remember saying it, but somehow it is out there in the world and people are demanding updates. So,
go on then.
The update is, drum roll please, I have a new love of my life.
Oh my God,
I have a new crush.
Also a separate crush, not this guy.
Yeah.
The old guy.
That guy was great for a time, but to be honest, it just kind of fizzled out, the back and forth, the chit-chat.
It happens.
It happens, and I'm like, if you see something going downhill, I'm not going to force it back up, you know?
Yeah.
He was a lovely guy, but the chat was just, I don't know, kind of just fizzled.
Yeah. And when it fizzles so early, you're like, all right, out you go.
Yeah.
No hard feelings.
See you later.
Exactly.
All's fair. But then tell me why. A day last week, I go to a Barry's class.
Oh, okay, Fitzbo.
Okay, Fitzbo. Yeah, just had to flex. And tell me why, after the class, I end up talking to a very beautiful instructor of the class.
Ah.
And we start chatting, and then he asked me out for a coffee the following day.
Cute.
And so it happened, the coffee?
Yeah. Well, it actually turned out to be a dinner.
Oh!
So he is the top of the roster now.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That is very good news. And have you seen each other since? Still early, early days though.
No. I was in Sydney last week.
Yeah.
And so he's up in Sydney. I'm Melbourne. Which, like, it's not a huge long distance thing. But you know when you have like one great date with someone, it's not like you're going to then be like, you coming down to Melbourne? Or like, when am I coming to Sydney? Yeah. Because it's like, it's just been a first date. Everyone needs to chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Mm.
But it was a lovely, lovely date.
Righty-roo. And we're still chatting.
We're still chatting.
You better not leave us. I'm just really like going way too far with this. You better not leave us for Sydney for this man. But alas, here I am really jumping way ahead.
Yeah.
No, it's valid. It's valid.
We should call him Barry because he works at Barry's.
Yeah, Mr. Barry.
Mr. Barry.
Mr. Sexy Barry. Hot, sexy Barry.
So that's the latest in my,
oh my, God.
My love life. I didn't realise that a theme of this podcast would become me talking about my love life, but
I love to hear it. I can't wait to hear updates. Not you next week being like, so there's someone else.
I know. My aim is to just like have a crush that stands the test of 2 episodes. But we'll see.
We'll check back in 2 episodes.
Then. Yeah. What's going on with you?
I've been sick. I'm better now. I've heard producer Zara McDonald. She told me, and I'm never going to forget it, she told me that I sound like an Australian Olivia Rodrigo post-sickness. So just like, it's a little flex. It's whatever.
That's incredible.
Just you guys, if you guys don't agree, don't let me know. Let me live in this fantasy world.
Lie to me in the comments.
Lie to me, please. Okay, guys. I think it is time to play our game for today, producer Ruby. What the hell are you putting us through today?
It's a new game. We're calling This Fine at Grudge Match. Annabelle and Louis, the production team have made contact with your loved ones. And what? One of them has come forward to confess that, well, they've got beef with either of you. Your job is to figure out who this grudge belongs to. And therefore, which one of you has some apologizing to do?
I'm already sorry. Fuck. I'm already sorry.
This is the funniest thing of all time.
This is my worst nightmare. I'm giving people pleasers. So when people say to me, I did this to you and you were a bitch to me, I'm like, oh, fuck, no, I'm sorry. Let me pay you or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, derailed, Ruby, back on track. Who is this from? You won't tell us yet. You will tell us the grudge.
Okay. One of your loved ones is holding this grudge.
That is fucking funny.
I was traveling with you when you showed me a slightly concerning side to yourself. We made a new friend who was leaving the country the next day. But before they left, this friend kindly offered to buy us something.
Oh my God!
This is Annabelle. I've just seen Annabelle.
Are you sure?
Hunch back in her chair.
Are you sure? Given you knew you'd likely never see this person again, you saw it as an opportunity to ask for the most expensive.
This is me.
Available.
Okay, it's Annabelle. I've already seen. Okay, continue. I want to see what the fuck Annabelle did. Okay?
Why do you think it's you?
Because this is like a running gag in my friendship group that I'm just like the cheapest thing ever. And the fact that I would do something like this very much checks out. I regret telling people I did this because this was a thing that was like an internal deliberation of mine. And I was like, should I share this? And I was like, yeah, these guys are my friends. I'll tell them. Clearly, okay. I was mistaken.
Ruby,
are you sure this? Could this be you though, Louis?
I need to hear what Annabelle's done now. I need to hear.
Good job throwing us off though, Ruby. Because I'm like, did you do this too, Louis? It's like, same.
Look, we always forget what's happening when we're traveling.
T, I was drunk.
I was drunk in this scenario though, to be fair to me.
Okay, I'm hearing excuses. Continue, okay. Ruby.
I'm sad to say, yeah, this actually has been sent in by your really good friend, David, Annabelle.
Oh, fuck you, David.
And it's about what happened when you were holidaying together in Greece. So here's what he sent in.
Okay.
When we were in Eos, we met a bunch of people from all over the world. And on our first night out, we made friends with a girl from the US. This girl was super lovely, but was leaving the next morning. On the way back to our hostel, we were feeling a bit peckish, so decided to stop and grab something to eat. As we were looking at the menu, our new friend offered to pay for us. So sweet. We devoured our meals, grateful for our new friend, but also aware we'd probably never see her again. The next day, we were telling our other friend, Ella, about it. As we told the story, Annabelle mentioned that she had something to confess. She told us that the only reason she chose the club sandwich from the menu was because it was the most expensive item possible. I was shocked at this, feeling incredibly guilty for my extravagant purchase. Annabelle, on the other hand, laughed and mentioned how we were never going to see her again anyway, so it was fine.
You did not.
Okay, I must say.
Club sandwich.
It was the most expensive thing on the menu. Okay, this is what I was thinking at the time.
So right now, Annabelle is just scrambling.
Two things. First thing is, in the moment when she was like, what do you want? It's on me. I was like, well, this gal's been lovely, but I don't know her very well. So henceforth, I don't feel a level of guilt for wanting the most expensive thing.
Fair.
Because this is just taking me back to like a couple nights ago, Louis, you bought me a drink and I don't want you to think that I do this to the people that I love and know well.
Well, I'm seeing a different side of you today, Annabelle. Look, it's a new side of you, but I'm loving what I'm seeing.
And just to reiterate, don't do this to the people that I know and love. Just do it to borderline strangers.
I'm just obsessed that there is someone out there being like, oh yeah, I met that girl. She made me buy her a fucking club sandwich.
Now I have no money.
That was amazing.
And also shout out to David. He is amazing. And I'm so, so glad he sent that in. Despite me feeling that drop in my tummy when I realized it was mine. You're amazing and so funny, and I'm so glad you sent that in.
I really love this game. I think that's so funny.
So normally we jump into the big secret now.
Correct.
Today's one is a meaty one, so I want to do a little warm-up. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this. We're talking today all things sibling secrets. So let's do rapid fire reactions to our audience's sibling themed secrets before we get to the big one.
Oh, cool. There's just a whole plethora of small secrets.
Yeah.
And we all
I'm
have siblings.
I'm one of two.
Yes. I'm also one of two. This would be great to hear other people's dramatic stories.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay. My sister cheated on her husband. After they'd spent months working it out, she got drunk and drove to the other man's house while her husband was asleep. I've kept her secret.
What would you do? Would you keep it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Loyalty, especially my brother.
I would do anything for my sister.
my sibling is an angel, but he could do like the worst things in the world. And I'd be like, loyalty.
Yeah, you're like, and rightly so.
Blood is thicker than water.
Exactly.
Totally. My sister's the other woman. She's also 3 months pregnant with his baby.
Wow. Oh my God. That's a lot.
That one does hit a bit deep.
That does, really.
All right, last one. My sister is a fraud who used my ID,
God,
to create an account and rent out fake Airbnbs to unsuspecting victims.
Yeah, that's really bad.
She found out.
I love our listeners. Can I just say, I love their stories. I love the lives that they lead. And I just love being a part of it.
Imagine finding out that this happened, that your sister had done this, and being like, what the actual fuck? Where do we go from here?
I just find it so fascinating, the lives that everyone can lead.
I know.
And like, love you all so much.
And I'm like a little jealous that your lives are so juicy.
I know. I walk away from these episodes each week being like, okay, I need to make a story. Like, I need to go out there in the world and I need some juicy tea.
Yeah. My sibling story is that yesterday my sister sent me a bunch of options. She wanted to buy a puffer jacket. She said, which do you like the most? And then I said, this one. And she's like, no, that one's gross. I'm going with this one. And that was our most recent drama. That's literally like the peak of what happens with us. And I was like, okay, bitch. And then that was it.
Well, my 18-year-old sister the other day replied to my story and called me Pookie. I was like, excuse me, hon.
Oh, that's
kind of
cute.
It is cute though, but she's like 10 years younger than me.
Pookie. You are Pookie, Ruby.
You really are.
Ruby's Pookie.
I love the word Pookie.
Okay, that was really, really fun and like at times dark, that little rapid round of reactions. But thank you, Ruby, for bringing that to us.
A lot of them would have required like a 1 hour story time. But, alas, what a fun game that we steamroll through.
You and I were just like, wow. We just moved on to the next one.
I know, just waiting patiently.
I quite like that.
Yeah.
Rubes, do you have a secret for us today? The big old secret to get through.
I've got the big secret. Great. Open your envelopes right in front of you. Hi, Annabelle and Louie. Eek. I want to start off by saying there are a lot of layers to this secret.
As there always are.
There always are.
Firstly, let's start at the beginning. I was lucky enough to come into the world with a built-in best friend, my twin sister. Let's call her Maddie. She's a person who I adore more than anyone in this world. She's the nicest and most selfless person. Growing up, we were thick as thieves and never did anything apart. We weren't one of those twins that wore the same clothes and would marry twin brothers, but we were and are still so, so close. As we grew older, our similarities started to fade and we really began to shine as individual people. Maddie has always been more shy than me and a bit of a rule follower. Myself, on the other hand, couldn't be more different. I could talk to a wall for hours and I will always be the first one on a dance floor. Despite the growing differences, we still are the best of friends. Being so close, we went to university together and would go out and have so much fun together too. And I would introduce her to guys at a bar that she was too shy to talk to. Halfway through our time at uni, I met my current boyfriend. Let's call him Andrew. I was head over heels for him. And I kid you not, I stayed in the friend zone for 2 years to get this man.
Good job.
Wow.
2 years.
My worst nightmare, if I were ever a twin, would be that my partner would confuse us.
This show has made us so paranoid. <I know. laughs>
Like, I'm not even a twin and I'm like, fuck, I'm sweating. This
show has us thinking that there are 12 possibilities that could be happening right now. Yeah.
So I continue.
He's smart, kind, and wicked hot. So how could I not?
Andrew. Yum.
We started dating because I finally made the move. Little did I know, my sister had a huge crush on the same guy. That is a whole other secret she should have sent to you all. But ever since I found out, I've been riddled with guilt. After speaking to my mum about it, she told me that I could get any guy and questioned whether I had to choose the one my shy twin sister liked. I felt so bad. But also, let's be clear, I've been with Andrew for almost 3 years now. He is my perfect partner and keeps up with my crazy energy in a way that no one else can. Fast forward a couple of years and I don't feel as guilty, but I have made it my personal mission to get my sister a man.
Nice.
I don't know if it's because I feel like I took Andrew from her, but there are plenty of fish in the sea and I truly believe Andrew is my soulmate and made for me. So I began my plan of attack. A week ago, I was on a night out with some of my grad school friends and a guy, let's call him Joey, approached me at the bar. I made the quickest decision in my life. I pretended to be my sister, Maddie.
Oh my God. This is giving Friends when Phoebe pretended to be Ursula. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
It's wild.
It's wild. Sorry, tangent.
Whoa.
No, we love. Maddie lives across the country, and I told this man that I was visiting my sister for the week. The funny thing was, I wasn't really flirting with him. We just talked about family and sports, and as the night went on, he would go off to talk to his friends and then come back to chat with me. All of my friends were in on this little secret and kept hyping me up to Joey in hopes that we would eventually exchange numbers. It was all fun and games to me, and of course meant nothing because, duh, I'm in love with Andrew. The night was coming to a close and he successfully asked for my number. With no hesitation, I passed on Maddie's number, and that was that. The next morning, I told my boyfriend Andrew everything. I didn't want him thinking I was flirting with another guy or emotionally cheating on him. That is a big no for me. But apparently, lying for my sister is fine, and here we are. So here is the twisted secret. My twin sister, Maddie, texted me the next day saying that some guy called Joey messaged her at 3 a.m. In the text, he said he was the luckiest guy in the world to get her number. I told her that I had met a guy out last night and passed on her number because we were talking so highly of her. I insisted that she should text him, just for a bit of fun. Maddie's been texting him, and apparently he told her that he doesn't really remember much from the night as he was a little drunk, but that he was so glad he remembered getting her number. I haven't told Maddie I impersonated her to get his number. How am I supposed to tell her that this guy, Joey, has an interest in a girl that isn't actually her? My gut says that it's fine because it's just a first impression, but it's now been 3 months of them texting. They even call and FaceTime. I don't know if I can say anything at this point. Do I tell her the secret or see if this fizzles out naturally and wait to come clean after? Josie.
Josie.
How, Josie, has this not come out yet? How has it been 3 months and this is still something that no one knows?
I kind of love this.
I love it in a way that it's like, wow, can't believe you pulled this off. Fun. But it's fucking scary. Is it not? Come on.
I love this. I'm sorry. I love this. I think this is funny.
Yeah.
Look, maybe my stance will change as we start deliberating. But my first impression is I kind of think it's harmless because all of her friends knew she was involved. She obviously told Andrew. Andrew knows what's going on. And hey, if Maddie and Joey end up hitting it off, then, like, what a fucking funny story. Or, like, the lengths that her twin sister went to get them together. Obviously, they are super identical because if she's saying that Joey and Maddie have now FaceTimed and even then it hasn't clicked for Joey. Like, right now, I just think this is, like, a really, really funny story. It will be fascinating when they first decide to meet up because then Joey will obviously talk about the night that they met and Maddie will go, what the fuck, no, we didn't meet. So that will happen at some point. But for now, I kind of like it.
I see what you're saying. And I have things to say in response, but I will save it for after the break. Because it's time to hear a word from today's sponsor.
Give it to us, sponsor. Give it to us.
Menacing.
Hey, Annabelle, quick question.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Second question. Did you know that Menulog delivers more than just food?
I actually didn't.
There you go. You can have flowers, wine, even condoms delivered straight to your door. Everybody has a secret, baby. There's truly one thing for every occasion.
Yes, our listeners have sent in their secret orders. Let's hear one, shall we?
Condom-related, please, condom-related, please, fingers crossed.
I love ordering the Sancho's snack pack, the one with churros and
condom,
chocolate sauce, and then it has bananas and strawberries as well because it makes you feel like a little bit healthy, it being with fruit as well. So I love getting that on a night alone. Definitely wouldn't be getting that in front of any people because I can smash that by myself easily.
No, I can relate to this, listener. Hi, listener.
Hi.
I just want to say you have taste.
Yeah, and I think her not getting it in front of other people is so she doesn't have to share. And honestly, feels, because I hate sharing food. Whenever I give churros with friends, the plate goes like so fast and I always end up wanting more. But sharing just means that I can't have as much as I want.
I love it. And I also find it relatable that she added like a sprinkle of like healthy things to feel like the epitome of health.
Exactly.
I love that energy.
I love it so much.
Well, whether you're like this, listener, or you're like Annabelle and just want to enjoy something by yourself, or if you love to share, we love both options. Download the Menulog app now to see everything they have to offer.
Thank you so much to Menulog for making this episode of Everybody Has a Secret possible.
Thank you.
Okay, I see what you're saying, Louis, about it being funny because it is so fucking funny. But I think my thing is that I just feel like if I was the twin and I eventually found out that my sister impersonated me on a night out, I feel like an idiot. And the idea of being made to feel like a fool, that makes me sad. And I'm scared because, like, just impersonating someone in general, I think, is, like, kind of a scary thing. And you know how everyone always says, oh, relationships are supposed to start solid and, like, you know, when there's shaky ground at the start, who knows what's going to happen afterwards. And this is, like, so different. These details are so unique. The fact that this thing between Maddie and Joey has kind of bloomed from this one night where her twin sister pretended to be her, that's, like, a little bit weird to me.
Yeah. No, yeah, I do see that. Mm. I think the act of the impersonation, I still think is funny, given that it's like her twin sister, and obviously it came from a great intent. It's not like she was impersonating her twin sister for sabotage or anything. She just really cared about getting her twin sister a man.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that's fun. But look, I probably would have then come clean the next day to my twin sister when she came forth to me being like, hey, I got this random text from a guy. I would have said, I did something funny last night. Like, I was a bit drunk. I impersonated you to get a number for you. And sorry if you find that really weird, but I genuinely think you two could hit it off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the only way that you could come clean about that.
Also, major props to Andrew for being cool with this, because I don't know how I would respond if my partner was like, Andy, I love you, but last night I pretended to be my sister to get her with someone and we were flirting, but it was all for her. I'd be like, the fuck?
It's just like one of those situations where you do it for the plot. You're out with your girls, you're having a drink, then you all look at each other and you're like, this could go down like shit, but do it for the plot.
And you know what? We've all lied on nights out before. Like, I've definitely had a night.
Lied.
Well, you and the girl is like, you know what? Should we just pretend to be other people for the night? Because it's fun.
The amount of shit that has come out of my mouth in a smoker's section at a club to strangers I've never met is beyond me.
Exactly. So I guess for the drama and for the plot, as you say, Louis, it is quite funny. Do you think Maddie will appreciate the gesture if she finds out that he didn't get a hold of her number by hearing all about it, but because he actually spoke to Josie all night? Do you think if the truth did come out, she'd be like, ah, that's funny. For the plot, that's hilarious. Drama, love.
I think probably not. I mean, look, obviously we don't know their characters or like how they would respond in a situation. I could genuinely see myself laughing, being like, wait, that's actually really fucking funny. Or there's a part of me that would go, if you really met him and thought, oh, he'd be great for me, you should have just approached it with transparency and said, hey, I have a partner, but my twin sister who is, we are identical, so you're going to fucking think she's sexy. She is, you know, looking for a man and I'd love to hook you two up.
Yeah.
You really could have gone about it in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
She may wish that that have happened that way.
I'd love to hear from twins, actually. This could come across really ignorant and stupid. But maybe twins just have this thing where they're like, we're so close. I don't know. Like, you know, we have
spidey
that thing.
Spidey senses.
Yeah, spidey senses. I'm like, oh, she's got my back, you know. Yeah. I just would love to hear from twins to know if you would accept behavior like this from your twin.
Mm.
Like, if my sister did that to me, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But maybe they have that dynamic where it's fun and fine.
Well, Maddie also is the shy, reserved twin. Like, her personality is a bit different to Josie's.
Mm. I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but maybe she would appreciate her sister, who is the more bubbly one, doing that initial bubbly work for her, if she ever were to find out the truth. Maybe she'd come to a place of acceptance.
Question for the chat. If your twin sister came clean and you had already started talking to the guy, would you then tell him that? Or would you just pretend, along with your sister, that that was you for the night? Or would you say to him, hey, yeah, sorry, bit of a joke, but you were talking to my twin sister all night.
If you thought this was like a for sure thing where you were like, this guy's my guy, you have to tell him.
Yeah.
Surely.
Joey's still thinking that he's talking to the right girl.
Yeah. Someone think about Joey. We've just been like, twins, energy, vibes.
Someone think about Joey. Joey thinks that he is talking to one person right now.
Yeah. That would be so discombobulating for him finding out that he's actually been talking to like two separate people who look the same.
So if Josie came clean to Maddie, you think that Maddie should tell Joseph if she sees something genuine happening with him?
Well, yeah, because then you've got to keep up the lie throughout the rest of your relationship.
But then Joseph might think, well, I fell in love with the bubbly twin that I'm not nice.
But Joseph, Joey, our man Joe, he's going to know something's up anyway, so you may as well help him put two and two together and be like, you know why we're different or why I'm different? It's because I am a different person. he's got to know, babe.
FaceTiming as well. Do you reckon he could have picked up a vibe through the FaceTime? And also, there's an element of this long distance.
Yeah, he did say, right, that he was really drunk on the night, so maybe he just doesn't know.
True. No, because it's all played into Josie's hands incredibly well, because Joey, our guy, Mr. Joseph, has, helped her by being so fucking drunk that he doesn't remember much of the night at all. But you just have to think, surely if they ever did meet up, the whole thing would unravel, right?
Yeah.
Like, what happens when she actually visits?
If he hadn't remembered that night because he was so drunk, he's going to remember, surely, when he meets her and is like, oh, this is really different to how our interaction was that first night. Surely. Yeah. Like, I know the drunkies can do things to you. But, like, it's just going to be so vastly different. Even if he doesn't think, oh, my God, this is probably a twin because she's so different, he might feel like the vibes are off and not be as open to the relationship. Maybe it makes more sense to tell him the truth.
Yeah, because you don't assume when you meet someone on a night out and then you hang out with them later on and there's a vibe shift. You don't automatically think, oh, it's their identical twin.
Yeah, that's
you
why.
You know what I mean? Just say, back to me and my Barry's boy. On our first date, we spoke at the start about our first meeting, which was the gym class, right? So I just think naturally when they meet, he's going to be like, oh my God, it's just so funny how this has all happened. Like when I met you and I gave you my number, it's going to be one of the first things that comes up in conversation when they see each other, right? That long distance scenario definitely adds another layer.
It really does.
Because they've been talking for 3 fucking months.
And that could mean that they could continue talking for however long because, you know, they might not ever be able to be in the same space physically for a while. Sorry, that's really grim.
No, it's going to go past.
That's what's scary.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Josie has so easily been able to, like, cover up the lie.
Yeah.
Because all they're doing is, like, a harmless FaceTime.
Yeah.
Shit, if I was FaceTiming someone for 3 months, I'm in love.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
3 months is a substantial amount of time to be looking at someone's face through a screen.
I mean, you're already feeling that with the Barrys, guys.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, 3 months of this is a long time to be committing time to getting to know someone who doesn't live in the same place as you. I mean, obviously, ideally, Josie said something the day after to Maddie. Josie should have said something the day after.
That's 100% what I think.
What does Josie do now, though? Because 3 months have passed. She's in this sticky situation. Does she come clean? Obviously, she's deliberating whether or not she should. I think yes, as we know. I think I've stuck to my guns pretty well throughout this episode, which is a rare for me.
I think that's good. I agree. I think given that they are FaceTiming for 3 months and it's not just some couple of messages and he's like faded away, to me, this is emblematic of something that could potentially flourish even more. And before it gets too deep and too heavy, I think Josie just needs to be like, hey, you know, a few months ago, we don't remember it, it's fine. You know, you met your man, you're in love now. How good. I impersonated you. I impersonated you the first night to get him for you, but now you have him, and now how good is that? And then just run away from your twin.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go, because clearly they like each other enough now with their own personalities.
And
like,
they may thank Josie, you know, at their wedding and laugh about the fact that she impersonated a twin.
That would be a brilliant wedding speech if Josie made a speech being like, oh my God, you guys want to hear how they first got together?
True, it's such a good
story.
Think of the content.
It just requires everyone to be on board with like laughing at it.
Yeah.
And obviously we don't know how Maddie will respond, but I'm hoping that we live in a world where Maddie and Joey go, what the fuck are you doing, Josie? But then they get over it.
It's
and then it becomes a funny joke.
Yeah, exactly. I think say it, because the chances of Joey and Maddie blowing up and then not being together, for example, I think that's pretty slim. They've managed to do 3 months and get to know each other and really like each other. I think this is fine. Tell the truth, set it free, and we move on.
And we move on. The first night may have been Josie, but the subsequent 3 months has been the real Maddie, and that's why he's stuck around.
Yeah.
So I think I'm hoping that they have a genuine bond, and one day down the line, the wedding speech, they're just going to thank Josie for impersonating her twin sister.
I can't wait to hear it. We'll cop an invite for sure.
Can we please come?
Sure, invite us.
Oh, to any of our listeners who are having weddings right now, we are so on board to come.
Yeah. If that's cool with you. If not, we don't care. We're coming.
Yeah, we're coming.
Guys, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Everybody Has a Secret. Louis Hansen, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
And hey, thanks so much to producer Ruby Hall for reading out today's juicy, juicy secret. Everybody Has a Secret is produced by Ruby Hall, Zara McDonald, and Michelle Andrews, and executive produced by our gorgeous EP, Lucy Hunt. And to you, lovely, lovely listeners, thank you for supporting the show. If you have a secret, you're... Ooh. Sorry, it changed from itching to ready.
Oh, a change in the outro. We're leaving all of this in right now. Yeah. When there's a slight word change in the outro.
I don't know. Okay, it's usually, if you have a secret, you're itching to spill. But now it's if you're ready to spill.
Ooh. Oh, I like that.
It's more mature. And we have grown up.
We have grown.
So I like that. Together. Thank you to whoever made that edit. Thank you so much. If you have a secret you're ready to spill, feel free to submit your secret to us at everybodyhasasecret.com.au. Everything we read will, of course, be kept totally anonymous. And as for socials, you can find us on Instagram at everybodyhasasecretpod and on TikTok at everybodyhasasecret. See you next Friday.
Goodbye, sexy people.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Style-ish. Stylish, if you want to say it quickly. Style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.